This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of BookCareers.com Live. This week, I'm going to focus on the skills that will advance your career. No matter whether you want to find a job, hold down that job, get noticed, get promoted, get a pay rise or a bonus, and have all manner of amazing things come your way, perfecting these skills will revolutionise your career forever. The first skill is one that I mention at every single talk that I speak at. I will always start by explaining to the audience that if they only take away one thing from my talk, it is this: learn how to read and understand instructions. That's it. Read and understand instructions. You are thinking that is so simple. Yet if it is so simple, why do so many people fail to do this? How many times do you skim through a job advertisement? How many times have you submitted a CV and covering letter without having read the details of the advertisement? If you're working, how many times have you glanced at advance notes for a meeting without taking in all of the information? If you're still studying, when was the last time you read an email from your lecturer or course director all the way through? Often, I expect, and you're not alone in doing this. Particularly in the case of job hunters, it is the number one complaint from HR and recruiters: why didn't they read the advertisement? I'm not talking about you skimming over parts because of your lack of experience. For example, you've worked in a busy publicity department and you've worked in publicity, but it wasn't that busy. I'm talking about where it says must be fluent in German or based in our John O'Groats office. These are requirements of the job which are key, yet you can't speak German at all and you don't want to relocate. Not only do you waste the time of the recruiter, but it can sometimes count against you if you apply for another role within the same company. The people who tend to get jobs are often the people who have read and understood the job advertisement. They read the words, "This is a deadline-driven environment," and understand that this means they should give an example in their covering letter and at their interview of how they were motivated by deadlines and how they were experienced in meeting deadlines. When you eventually get a job, you can miss so many opportunities to succeed. You fail to read and understand your job description. You skim read the email about an event. You glance at the notes before a meeting, miss an instruction from your boss, fail to meet a deadline, find yourself in a disciplinary meeting, all because you failed to read and understand instructions, when the alternative of reading and understanding the instructions was so much easier. If you are preparing for a meeting with an author or a client, how many times do you skim read through the outline of the email without reading the detail? How often have you missed an opportunity because you did not read and understand the instructions? "I don't have the time" is often a comment, but do you think the person emailing you had the time either? Why did they take the trouble to email you? Probably because there was a critical instruction involved. How many times have you wondered why your colleague on the other side of the room got promoted over you? Could it be that they read and understood instructions? They read and understood what the company was aiming for, or attended a meeting fully briefed, instead of you, who still skim reads over everything? You can call them a goody two shoes, you can accuse them of sucking up to the boss, but the fact is they got the promotion and pay rise that you thought was yours, all because they read and understood instructions. It applies to prospective authors too. The late, great Carol Blake used to be very sharp with people who used Twitter to pitch their unpublished work or who emailed first without reading the submission guidelines on the Blake Friedman website. Yet, if as a prospective author you'd read and understood the submission guidelines, you would have known what format to submit and not certain genres they are not interested in. So if you want to perform better in everything you do, start by reading and understanding instructions. Reading and understanding instructions underpins every single thing that all of us do every day, whether we work in publishing or not. The next skill is something you're doing right now, that is listening. It's probably the most underrated skill in the world of work, yet it is the most powerful. When you listen to someone, really listen and give them your full attention, it is what we call active listening. Active listening is when you pay full attention to the person and the words they are speaking. You're listening to the words they say and your eyes are focused on them, and you're not thinking about what you want to say in replying or drifting off into thinking about what's for lunch or dinner or what shopping you need to buy, but listening and taking in every word they say. You're listening to them without interruption or interjection. You're letting them speak in full. You might at the end paraphrase something they have said, which is repeating back to them a phrase they've used, or you might ask them to clarify a point. It doesn't mean that you agree with what they say, but you're letting them know you've heard their voice. How many times in meetings or conversations of any kind or any kind of confrontational situation have you heard the phrase, "You never listen to me"? And this is why listening has to be among the best skills to propel your career. People love to be listened to. It isn't about loving the sound of their own voice, but they like to feel their thoughts and opinions are heard. When you listen to someone fully, you learn far more than what they are saying. You can also learn about what they're not saying. What sides of a discussion have they not taken into account? What areas of preparing for a launch have they missed? Who have they forgotten? Listening to someone, paying attention to them, repeating or paraphrasing their thoughts and focusing on them instantly builds rapport. It makes them trust you. It makes them feel you understand them, are interested in their opinions, and it makes them feel valued. When you're at an intern or assistant level, listening can take you far, especially if that's listening to the right people, your immediate boss and the bosses around them. I'll never forget one consultancy role where a new intern who was keen to impress spent most of the time talking to someone who had already resigned and was working their notice. They would ask for this person's opinion on different things rather than talk to those who were going to remain part of the team going forward. The intern was given specific instructions to update a leaflet in a particular way, and instead of listening to what was being asked, they went off on a tangent, redesigning the whole leaflet in the software that they were more familiar with rather than update what was available. They spent over a day doing something which should have taken 2 hours. Aside from this, they missed a great opportunity to learn the in-house software on our time. We had a vacancy. Needless to say, the intern applied and was shocked when they didn't get the role. As you know, when you're an editor or literary agent, listening to your authors is key, but so is listening to others within the company. You might have your opinions for the book jacket, but if you're being told that a major retailer won't stock a book if a particular offensive image is on the cover, then listen. Some people believe that good salespeople are the ones that have the gift of the gab. But the best salespeople are the ones that listen to their customers and then feed back information to their colleagues. Even managers and directors can benefit from listening. Michael Hyatt, former CEO of Thomas Nelson USA, said that when he went into a meeting, he would often ask those present for their opinions. What do you think about this book jacket, for example? And listening to everyone's opinions before giving his own. That way, he knew that colleagues were likely to be giving their true opinion rather than just agreeing with him. It's a great tactic for a manager at any level to employ when problem solving with a team. Don't let the team know what you're thinking. Let them all answer first. But whatever your role or wherever you see your career taking you, remember, you only ever learn things by listening. When you talk, you only ever hear things you already know. So this week, when you're in your virtual meetings or you're talking to friends and family, listen to them. Really listen and notice the quality of your relationships improve immediately. Think about practicing listening every single day. And this, along with reading and understanding instructions, will help propel your career. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.